Good morning and welcome to the Daily Recollection. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry?
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right. Hello, Mercury retrograde.
Hello, Mercury. Come on back.
Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening, for even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. As we recite these lines, we're recollecting that we hold in our hands, literally and figuratively, the key to awakening to our intrinsic purity. A spiritual practice gives us the wisdom of the teachings and a way to actualize them. But it is our willingness to practice the way that determines whether or not we will be free from suffering. And so, as we come to the final day of the daily recollection, let us once more vow to practice keeping in conscious awareness that we're not the unwillingness, the I that does not want to and does not feel like it. We are the radiant witness, present, aware, attentive, and accepting. So, please do not do yourself the disservice of assuming there is something to do that is more important than being right here, right now, present, aware, attentive, accepting. The first page of the key and the name of the key is willingness. An end note. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. And here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Ashwini and Sherry. This is Ian in Seattle.
This is who in Seattle?
Ian.
Oh, Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hi there. I just wanted to call in to hold myself to my willingness. So
there you go.
Since I last visited you all, the retreat, the summer song was really, really powerful and helpful for me. And I've just been much happier since then. And in the past couple of weeks, a few things have happened that have sent me back into a really insecure state. And I'm just really trying to renew my practice and my dedication to meditating every day, recording and listening, cultivating silence. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Good. Make it. It's kind of like getting married. right? What's the point? Well, you just say it out loud in front of everybody, and know that might give you extra strength when things get really, really difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. It'll easier to hold myself accountable.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And. And, of course, practice is going to go right on, right? This is the last day of this particular opportunity, if we want to call it that.
Yeah.
And yet, practice still goes on, and all of the things that are available to us to reach out and feel connected and have the support and that sort of thing. So setting up those structures for ourselves because, as you say, life happens, and then it's so easy for us to get thrown back into old karmic behaviors and outlooks and that sort of thing. And they're very wise to know that, all right, I just need the extra, I need the extra focus right now, and that's what I'm going to choose.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity, and looking forward to New Year's retreat.
Oh, good. Me too. That's always a good time, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Well, take good care of yourself, Ian.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Gotcha.
Thanks, Ian. And that's such an important recognition, right, Sherry, that the willingness creates the structure that draws us to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah. It's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, what is it? Right? What is it? What is that willingness? And as Ian was indicating, you know, I project. I don't know if this is actually what he was talking about, but I project that we're going along and things feel solid. I mean, we feel like, mm-hmm. you know, we're on solid ground. And then things start happening and it gets shaky. It gets, mm-hmm. and there's that strength, that whatever it is inside us that says, okay, and now, and we're guided. It's there. It mm-hmm. we have the information,
mm-hmm.
the extra strength. Yeah.
Yes. Well, because our practice basically hones that awareness of when we're off, right? And therefore, we
yes.
have to support ourselves to return.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it of course it is a benefit of practice, right? Because
mm-hmm.
before that, we all know we can get bamboozled and pulled down and be gone and suffer for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have that practice, then yeah, it's not like we don't suffer, but we know the way through it. We know the way out.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to get to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hey, it's Mark from Chicago.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Ashwini. The thing I saw in this was I had another one of these karma things a couple of weeks ago. I got a bad cut on my face. I had to get some stitches at the immediate care place. And usually I psych myself out about these kind of medical things. It's like, oh, this is going to hurt. I'm not going to think about it. I don't want to watch. Don't want to see anything. Don't let me see the bloody gauze, you know, that whole thing. This time I decided I am going to be here, and I'm going to focus on what is actually happening and what it feels like. And so I did. I just focused on when they washed the wound out, and you took the thing they give you, the Novocaine or whatever it is with the anesthetic, and okay, I'm going to feel this. I'm going to feel a needle going in my face, and I did, and the suture. And it was like, it was way better than living in my head and worrying about what this whole thing was going to be like. And so it reminded me of Sherry's comment quite a long time ago about how, you know, she's wanting to really experience the whole, everything life has to offer, including, you know, maybe the end where you're in a lot of pain and a lot of discomfort. And that always kind of threw me for a loop, but I had a little mini experience of that with this occurrence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, and the distinction, so first of all, the willingness to have the experience and the beauty, the love that we experience when we're ready for it, right? Because we're not asked to do that before we're ready. So here we are. It dawns on me to be able to be present to this experience that I would have avoided in the past, that I would have been unwilling to face. And then the willingness is there, and it is what it is, right? And we actually, it's not as bad as that, as it was predicted to be, because good and bad exists in the prediction, not in the experience.
Right.
And that's simply what we're not allowed to have, right, Mark? Because
right.
we're not allowed to, as we say in one of the books, we experience the ego and think it's life, rather than experiencing life and finding out for ourselves what life is.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this really reminded me of the part of the conversation we had about the animal thing where you said, one thing I'm doing when I'm in the house imagining what's happening to this animal is I'm reinforcing a pattern of behavior that I've done for so long that the behavior has just become almost self-perpetuating. And this is another example
mm-hmm.
of that, doing exactly
mm-hmm.
the same thing.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, and all we're and without the self-hate, we just simply see that's the behavior that's perpetuating the experience. And if I don't do the behavior, I'm open to the possibility of another experience, right?
Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark.
Okay. Bye bye.
That's so fabulous. The love that's there. I mean, I don't know. Again, I projecting wildly onto people's experience to this day, but you know, to go into a situation like that with somebody who doesn't want to be there with you, who just wants to wants to check out and leave you there to have the experience by yourself, right? Or to go in there with somebody who says, whether it's said or thought about in exactly this way or not, I'm going to be here with you. I'm not going to bail on you. I'm going to be right here with you. We're going to go through this together. We'll be together. It'll be whatever it is, but we'll be together. And it's a completely different experience. And when we approach all of life that way, when we have that friend with us, the companion, the mentor, life is a completely different experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So completely different. Mm-hmm. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oops. Hi, this is Helga in Charleston.
Hey, Helga.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
I had to go to the dentist the other day, and I have, you know, before I go to the dentist, I mean, I try to avoid it as much as possible. And then when I have to go, I have, you know, I talk, ego talks me into a lot of pretty bad scenarios.
Yeah.
And I went to the dentist, and I was in the chair. They gave me a little laughing gas. And I just had this epiphany. You know, I was lying there, and I was feeling all these sensations in my body that the mind labels as fear. And, you know, and I couldn't go anywhere. I was just lying there. you know, and it's like, I don't know, with the dentist, it's just this feeling of, you know, you're just giving yourself over to this person that you don't know, and, you know, to their knowledge, to what they have learned. And I felt all these feelings. And what I realized in all of that is I feel like, you know, most of my life, you know, ego tried to manage this enormous amount of fear that I felt when I was growing up. And the way it did that was really so unskillful and creating more fear than was actually there. So just so that I wouldn't sit here and feel these feelings that seem, you know, they're very difficult to feel. You know, they're not like little things. I mean, I grew up, you know, really fearing for my life. But I can, you know, I can feel them. I can handle them. I can, you know, and that to me, and then I felt like, you know, that's the willingness that I'm learning.
Yes.
I'm willing to be with these waves of sometimes incapacitating fear, you know. And one of the strategies that I had when I grew up was to never show that I was afraid. Because it felt, you know, I had this, I remember reading about, you know, that in the animal world, when animals show fear, they're toast.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have these strategies of playing dead or running really fast, you know, whatever, you know, animals come up with. But really for me, this, it comes down to the willingness to be with these intense sensations and realizing they're not going to kill me, because what
That's
is
right.
going to kill me is ego. It really is. You know, I mean, I got
yes,
I was,
the fear.
I mean,
yes,
yeah.
the fear. That's it. Well, Helga, I have felt incredibly inarticulate this morning, for, you know, whatever combination of reasons, but, so I'm going to try this. Okay. To me, what you're describing is what the two previous callers I was trying to talk about with them, right? That what you're describing is moving away from being that that person who is victimized by ego because of fear, because of old fears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that what you're doing, what you've done with practice, is to move into a place of being with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Not identified with that young person any longer, but being a grown-up, if you will, that is the wisdom, love, and compassion, to whatever degree, who can be there with that fear, that frightened person, and provide the willingness and the strength and the comfort and the courage, the presence to move through, in this case, the dentist. But that experience with the dentist, as you're indicating, is your whole life. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just being able to go to the dentist and be all right. It's being in your entire life with whatever it brings and knowing that you're not alone, that there's wisdom, love, and compassion that will be with you as you go through whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and what was interesting was, I mean, it was, for me, it was like a really big deal. I was lying in that chair while they were working on me, and she was very, very nice. And I, you know, for the first time in my life, I actually felt like, oh my God, you know, here's this person that has learned for many, many, many years, put a lot of energy into learning all about teeth, and she's helping me. And I ended up actually feeling somewhat grateful, you know, which
yes.
is,
oh, yes.
you know, which is
yes.
like completely unheard of, you know, for me,
yes.
you know, to feel like, oh my God, you know, thank you that you've spent a big chunk of your life learning about teeth. And now you can help me with my problems here. So thank you so much. You
yes.
know, I've
and
never
that,
thought that before towards the dentist.
Well, that's, yes. And that's the, that's the indication, the proof, if you will, of the transformation, because it's not a small, frightened child fearing for her life any longer. It's somebody with the wisdom, the understanding, the distance, and the presence to be able to appreciate what's being done. It's just a completely
yeah.
different relationship with life.
Yeah. Yeah, because there is suddenly that space, you know, other than just this overwhelming fear, there's just suddenly the space to actually see what is really going on.
Yes,
you know?
To be with. Yes,
yeah.
to be with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Helga.
Thank you so much for all the
right.
whole year. I mean, it's just been incredible, like everybody else said.
It has been.
yeah.
All right. Thank
yeah,
you, Helga.
Thank you.
Go happy. Gosho.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Helga. It what that reminds me of, right, Cherry, is that the whole process of transformation is simply the ability to go through life with life as life, with life, right, as opposed to go
yes.
through life with ego for company.
That's right. That's right. That is, yes, exactly. I'm not even going to try here. Okay. I'll just say, yes, exactly.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Hi. It's Anna in Home First in England. Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, hi, hi. Okay. I don't know where to start or what to say because there's so much. I've really enjoyed the exercises, and I guess that, so in the quotation from assignment one, where it says, as long as you are looking outward, you are looking in the wrong direction. So I have found looking inward to be... and this whole practice to be an absolutely incredible journey, an incredible adventure, one that it's like I'm in a starship. It's not even like an adventure on this planet, although this planet of course is amazing and there's fantastic things, but it's as if sometimes I feel as if I'm just like in a starship and I'm just going to the most incredible places. I don't even know what's going to be there when I go inward. And I think it's just because I love listening for the still small voice. And mm-hmm. and so one of the things that I'm saying is that I've noticed how in the years ago, how buried that was. It was, I kind of can see the tonnage that was buried over the still small voice and how outward looking I was. And so the journey inward is absolutely, it's like I always think I maybe sound like it's already easy and it isn't, and I'm always seeing the fear every day and feeling that fear, but also I see that that's where the edge is. So yes,
and the edge. I'm sorry, I'm not sure I caught that last part.
No, that's, I don't know, that's the edge of the journey. That's where all the amazing journey happens, and
yes.
you don't know what's there.
Yes. It reminds me of the picture that we have in I Don't Want To, I Don't Feel Like It. I mean, it's the book that resistance is the other side of the willingness coin that we're talking about, right? Because that's the edge of the ego boundary. Beyond that is the space that this vast space of who we are that we get to explore in that starship you're talking about.
Yes.
Right? And so that boundary has been created so that we don't cross it. And the journey is simply we find the willingness to keep crossing it in order to discover exactly what you're talking about, right? The magnificence of everything that we are and that we're capable of experiencing in this, you know, this incarnation in this form of that very intelligence. It's just a magnificent process. And as we keep looking for the still small voice, as you said, as we move through the tonnage of what it's buried under, we're actually removing that tonnage, right? The access becomes easier, the light becomes vaster, the delight becomes more. And there's a transformation of living in that place rather than having to move from another place.
Yes, completely. A transformation. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the still small voice is, even though it's tonnage, what I've seen this week, just the last thing I'll say is, even though there is a tonnage on top of it, it still only takes a second. And it's there.
Yeah.
It's the willingness. It's just tuning in. It's the radio station, and it is always there. So yes. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for this year.
Thanks.
And thank you for everything, to everybody.
Thanks, Anna. And if I may, that last point that you made is that place of what we realize with practice is it's not that that there's so much tonnage, as you said, but simply that the practice is a tuning into. It's not having to do an archaeological expedition to unearth the still small voice, right? It's simply the recognition that my frequency simply has to be altered. The tuning station has to be altered, not that it's buried, yeah?
Yes. It's another illusion, isn't it? One of ego's illusions, that it's a tonnage. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So honestly, very many thanks. Deep Kasho. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That's such a wonderful image to me of listening for the still small voice. We could go through every day with our attention focused on listening for the still small voice that guides us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we're going to do something during the day, that's a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller, and now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Nancy from Bellingham.
Hey, Nancy. What are you seeing?
Well, I have been using the name, and the name of the key is willingness, as a mantra these days. And it really helps. It has been really helpful, along with a lot of all the other tools that we have. There has been this ongoing situation where I am totally pulled into, a karmic pattern, and then noticing that, and then bringing myself out with, different, methods of practice and
tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and I can see where this is not going to get resolved. It may not even get resolved, before I die, but it looks like it may be an ongoing thing. And so it's really interesting that, weakness is not interesting. It's just so typical. He wakes me up in the middle of the night and tells me that, this is terrible. I should do this. I should do that. Should I do that? There's all these questions. And, then getting back to the breath and just laying there with all of those sensations. And, and then, I guess where I'm looking is that when I do something about this situation, I want to come from a place of love and compassion and kindness. And so far, I think that's been happening. And yet, then ego will come right back in and say, you're just, you're being needy. You need to just drop this whole thing.
Well,
it's just a struggle.
Yeah, it's ugly, and it's nasty.
Yeah.
And the thing we have going for us is, all right, I'm alive, and this is my life, and there is this karma, and I have the opportunity to work through it, hopefully get through it. If not, okay, but I'm gonna do my best, right? And the thing that strikes me in that, Nancy, and I don't know if this will be helpful at all, but something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
When we have an idea of what love and kindness and compassion looks like, we can be easily manipulated.
Right.
So if we go with the two things, my favorite, and what we just got from the last call, which is the still small voice, then the whole thing can become a workshop. Well, I don't know, but I'm going to look for the still small voice. I'm going to listen hard, and when I get some information, I'm going to go with it and see what happens.
Yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. It's like, I'm losing my train of thought. It's like, I will go ahead and do, I'll sit with it. I'll decide, I'll just make that decision. I'll do this. I'll send this text, and I let it go. I realize, I'm hoping that it's coming from a place of kindness and compassion, and then it's like I'm going to drop that. I'm just not going to go back into what ego wants me to get back into.
That's the part that you definitely can address, right? We have no control over what anybody else is experiencing. We just don't.
That's
we
it.
Know that.
Yes.
And we can, again, as the image of turning the dial, we can, there's ego, no heart radio, right? And that's what we're tuning into. And as soon as we recognize it, we switch the dial. Of course, the station that I like best, as I've indicated, is, I don't know. If it feels like guidance and seems like it's a still small voice, well, that's what I'm going to go with. and we'll see what happens.
Right.
The thing that I know is I'm doing the very best that I can do, and as soon as I get information about how to do it better, I'll do it better.
Yeah. And then, and it's so easy to slip into that fear that ego wants to put in there, like, well, you know, if you say the wrong thing, you will never hear from this person again. And it's like, I can't control that. And I don't know, you know.
That's right. There's nothing I can do about that. But I'm not going to be afraid of it.
Yeah.
It's every person on this call today, and probably for the last year, if we wanted to look at it this way, is describing a variation on the same theme.
I know. That's what's so amazing.
Yeah. And so that's it. You're going to be there with the person who is having this situation. You're going to be there. You're going to be there. And you're going to provide the unconditional love and acceptance regardless.
Yes.
Because you're the only one who can.
Yeah. That's something I really noticed, is that every call, like this, and today in particular, just I felt the, you know, I just it's what I would have said, you know, it's this is what I'm feeling, and then what I, you know, when one of the things that I do is I go back and go read the old musings, and you know I read them before and they're beautiful, but when I'm going through something like this, it's like everything hits me just so hard, you know, it's like, that's the truth.
Yes. And there is such wisdom. Talk about the still small voice and following the guidance.
Yeah.
I'm in this place. I don't know. I'm so vulnerable to ego and the fear and the suffering. I'm going to turn my attention to something that is going to put me right in the center of what is true, what is real, what is love. Yeah. All right. Well, take good care.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks for everything. Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Nancy. And I can't mute you. So if you would mute yourself as we wrap up another fabulous year of practice.
Yes. And I think we have a little notice coming out about the things that are ahead of us. Has it come out yet? Yeah.
No, I believe it's on Monday we announce our 2024 calendar. So at least the year-long part of the 2024 calendar. And we have a call with Teresa this Saturday, so there's a tremendous continuity of Sangha presence. And I guess that there's all that's left
New
to
Year's
say,
retreat.
Right, Carrie, is New Year's retreat is a big thank you.
Yeah, big thank you. Big thank you to everyone for for being here, all of us together, having this extraordinary year that we've been able to share together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I may, Sherry, the call, every call today, right? It's almost as if it reflects the continuity of our practice, right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's the dentist and the emergency
doctor.
Room. And the doctor, and whatever it is that we're writing an email, because the profoundness of what we realize is that it's the life that we're living that is glorious and enjoyable, right? That's what we're realizing, awakening to, and what a beautiful thing to do it together.
Yeah, yeah, it's a privilege.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Sherry. Thank you very, very much, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.